So my name's Katie and I am one of the training behaviourists in Dogs Trust Dublin. I have three dogs, Maisie, Yoshi and Gordon. And Gordon and Yoshi are rescues that I got 2 years ago. Yoshi I got from Dogs Trust as a puppy at about 8 weeks, and Gordon I got from Dogs in Distress and he was just touching 12 weeks. I took both of them from a foster scheme, so I fostered both of them first, so one through Dogs Trust and one through Dogs in Distress, and then decided to keep them on when I fell in love with them.
And what about Maisie?
Maisie I purchased from a breeder in the UK because she's a bloodhound, so she was quite a desirable breed. Unfortunately, we didn't do enough research into the breed to see what we wanted. We just bought her really for looks. And then we also didn't do enough research into the breeder. So unfortunately, we've had a lot of medical issues with Maisie throughout her life and have had very little with the other two boys that are both rescues. So she's had different eye surgeries, ear infections, skin issues and everything. And luckily, we've been able to support her medical needs. But on my own, I would not have been able to do it.
Where did it all begin?
So when I was younger, we only really had family pets. I never worked with dogs. I never had more than one dog in my home at a time. We unfortunately lost our family pet, who was Penny. She was a red setter at 14 years, so that's when we went and looked into getting Maisie from the breeder. Not long after that, I decided I really wanted to work with rescue dogs, but unfortunately, because I was in college and working full-time, I couldn't work with dogs, so we decided to foster puppies. We found an amazing organisation called Dogs in Distress that take in puppies and adult dogs and puts them into foster homes and then rehome them through there. So we started with them working through puppies first. Not soon after that, Maisie started to struggle with the puppies always going home. So we decided to hold on to the last puppy, which was Gordon, who she absolutely adored. And we kept him for from about 16 weeks. And we made the decision to hold on to him and she absolutely adored him.
What was it about Gordon that Maisie loved so much?
He was really playful and he came from quite an unfortunate circumstance. So he came with his sister. We didn't take on his sister. She went to a different foster home. But he had great social skills when we got him. He absolutely adored Maisie, would follow her everywhere. Slept with her and everything, and they really did enjoy each other's company. And I think he was an older puppy for her because she was getting a little bit sick of the really young puppies that were pulling out of her and thinking she was their mammy, which she definitely wasn't. And so when we got Gordon, he already had some stability and was quite confident in himself, so she really took to him, and we decided that he would be the dog for her.
So tell us about Yoshi then.
Well, not soon after I got Gordon, I actually got offered a job in Dogs Trust, and I started as a canine carer working with the dogs on block. And I decided that I would love to take on another dog. My parents weren't really that on board with another dog in the home, but I decided that that was what was happening. So I started taking home the occasional puppy and young dog again, and Gordon and Maisie did really well. One day, one of the carers came up to me and said that there was an absolutely stunning husky cross pup that had come in. And I'm not a huge fan of huskies, but I decided that I would give it a go because he was absolutely stunning. And within 5 minutes, I fell in love with him. He's so smart, affectionate, but really confident in himself and was happy enough to potter off on his own, which is really what I'm looking for in a dog. I don't want a dog that's going to be all over me and need me constantly. I want dogs that are confident and happy enough to spend an hour or 2 hours on their own and not need me there all the time. So once we took on Yoshi, we brought him home, we fostered him for the first while to make sure that he was the right dog for our home, and he did absolutely fabulous. And I convinced my family that we had to keep him, and he was a smashing dog. And he adored Maisie, and you know, she's a bit of a flirt, so most of the boys do love her. But he was an absolutely fabulous dog with her and shared everything and spent most of his time with her over Gordon. Not soon after that, the two boys did start to struggle because Gordon built quite a strong attachment to myself, and he did struggle to share me with the other dogs. And so at present, Gordon lives separate to the other dogs on the other side of the house, but they still see each other regularly, and it's really easy to manage because I've got a really supporting family with both boys and Maisie.
So would you have any advice for anyone that's considering adopting?
Yeah, definitely. You know, adoption is the best thing you can do for a rescue dog. And working with rescue dogs every day myself, you know, I see the fallout of dogs that don't have homes and having to live in a kennel environment, and it is absolutely horrible. But then also looking at it from someone that has a rescue dog, it's hugely rewarding. You know, you see a dog start off as a very young puppy, or a dog that's had a bad start in life, like my Gordon, who was quite worried by people and struggled to trust people. And then you see them turn into these absolutely smashing well-rounded adult dogs that you could nearly do anything with. The biggest thing that I have found taking on a rescue dog is that you have to be really on board with their training and rehabilitation, and that they're not going to be like what we got with Maisie. We took on an 8-week-old puppy that had lived in a home with kids and things from a breeder, and we took her in and started from scratch. And we still got an absolutely smashing dog out of it. But I look at I look at Gordon and I look at Yoshi, and I see a much more rewarding process because of where they've come from, how we've gotten to where we are, and seeing them interact with people like today, getting them out meeting new people in their home, visitors taking photos, different equipment, and it's absolutely amazing in comparison to what they were when they were puppies in the home, quite worried by strangers and things like that. So it's quite a rewarding thing to do.